Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying. You say you're even thinking about time. Well, before you do anything rash, well, dig this.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every week I'm here with another hour of a variety of music all around a different theme each week. Thanks for joining me. Last week I did, what did I do last week? Oh, of course, it was Canada. My theme last week was Canada, finishing a two-week run there in celebration of a vacation I went on recently. You can check out all of my previous episodes on everybodyplaysthefool.com. Get some of your favorite, or at least some of my favorite, Canadian music in that one. And tonight, totally different theme, because it is a new month. It is September. And that means a lot of people out there are going back to school. I think New York City schools start this week. And thankfully, I am not one of those people going back to school. But in honor of everyone out there who is going back to school, I have an educational theme lined up for tonight. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode number 65. And it's all about books. Books and reading and all that fun stuff. We're going to look at the relationship between music and books. We're going to hear some songs about specific books and some songs about books in general. And we'll see where we go from there. So I hope you enjoy that. That is the theme tonight, is books. And it is a very important topic, because reading, after all, is fundamental.
Butterfly in the sky.
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
Out on the windy, windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green. Most of the time shit was calm, his whole life was maintained off the everyday labor from the mules in the field to the cattle in the stable. This is how he kept food on his table.
Max,
you would have thought he was disabled from the way he be relaxing, acting like Mr. Magnificent. But the animals was thinking something different. The sentiment was tension in the barnyard. Throughout the years, they hadn't been through mad drama with the farmer, word is vanguard. And they all came to one conclusion. They argued it was no way that they'd ever be free if it was up to humans. Therefore, the only course left was revolution, which was understandable. And since the pigs promised to lead it in the interest of all the animals, they planned a full attack under the leadership of Hannibal, the fattest pig in the pack. The next morning on the farm, everything was calm just before dawn, but before long, the sun got so hot it made the farm seem electric. Now check it, this is when that shit got hectic. Directed by Hannibal, the animals attacked. Old Sam was in a state of shock, he fell up on his back and dropped his rifle, reaching in vain. Each and every creature from the field at his throat screaming kill, feel the pain. This is the animal, the man. This is the animal, the you. This is the animal, the man. Coming true. This is the animal, the man. This is the animal in you. This is the animal in man. Coming true, true, true. After they ran the farmer off the farm, the pigs went round and called a meeting in the barn. Hannibal spoke for several hours, but when he talked about his plans for power, that's when the conversation turned sour. He issued an official ordinance to say, if you're not a pig from this day forth, then you sporting it. That's when the horses went buck wild. One of them shouted out, you fraudulent pigs, we know your fucking style. Hannibal's face was flushed and pale, all the animals' eyes full of disgust and betrayal. He fell the same way Sam fell. They took his tongue out his mouth and cut his body up for sale, for real.
For real.
You better listen while you can. It's a very thin line between animal and man. When Hannibal crossed the line, they all took a stand. What would you have done? Shook his hand. This is the animal and man. This is the animal and man. This is the animal and you. This is the animal and man. Coming true. This is the animal and man. This is the animal and you. This is the animal and man. Coming true.
the animal in you.
This is the animal in man.
This is the animal in man.
Coming true.
Remember.
Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 65, is all about books tonight. So we got songs about books in general, we have some songs about specific books, trying to get as much variety in here as we can. Let's go over what you just heard. We started things off setting the tone for the night with the theme to Reading Rainbow, and then we heard Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights, based on the book by Emily Bronte. And I know you were all doing the dance along with the song as you were listening. And if you don't know what that dance is, you should go online and watch the video for that song, because it's pretty spectacular. After Kate Bush, we heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Every Day I Write the Book. That was from 1983, Elvis supposedly wrote that song in 10 minutes as a challenge to himself to write a formulaic song, and it ended up being one of his biggest hits. So there you go. After Elvis Costello, we heard The Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit, based on the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And then we heard a really great synopsis of a book in song form. That was Dead Prez with their song Animal in Man, which was a retelling of the book Animal Farm by George Orwell. give you a little tease here. We have another Orwell song later in the show, so stay tuned for that. That song, Animal and Man, is off of Dead Prez's big debut album called Let's Get Free from 2000. It's a great album, and I'm glad I got a chance to play them on the show tonight. And then a little bit of a left turn there from Dead Prez into Magnetic Fields with The Book of Love. That is off of their excellent triple album, 69 Love Songs, that came out back in 1999. So as we get ready for this next set of book-themed music and celebrate the wonders of reading, I would like to remind you to pay a visit to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can find out all about the many great shows on this station. We've got great programming 24 hours a day, but you can find out all about those shows. And also, while you're there, if you like what you hear, kick in a couple of bucks. We would really appreciate any donations. We are a 501c3 nonprofit and a community-supported radio station, so we do rely on your help and on the time of volunteers and hosts, and that's RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Also, I'd like to plug, I host a music trivia night once a month in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, here in New York. That the next one is tomorrow, if you're listening live. That is September 5th. And the one after that is October 3rd. It is the first Tuesday of every month. That is at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park. And you can find out more at facebook.com/musictrivianyc. All right. Let's get back to the music here. Some more book-themed or book-inspired music. This second set, we're going to start off with a song from Mos Def and Talib Kweli. This song is based on a book by Toni Morrison, and this one, it's a good song. I'll talk a little bit more about it later, but it's called Thieves in the Night, and it's by Black Star, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we live the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? The question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. Why we find the beauty in the hideous? They say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shens, cowrie shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build? Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke, but my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis statements just provoke. Caught up in conversations of our personal worth, brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is illusion. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive.
Not free,
we only licensed.
Not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nicest?
Not good, but well behaved.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
Still living like mental slaves. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. I'm sure that everybody out listening agree that everything you see ain't really how it be. A lot of jokers out running in place, chasing the style. Be a lot going on beneath the empty smile. Most cats in my area be loving the hysteria. Synthesized surface conceals the interior. America, land of opportunity, mirages and camouflages more than usually. Speaking loudly, saying nothing, you confusing me, you losing me. Your game is twisted, want me enlisted and your usury. Foolishly, most men join the ranks cluelessly, but foolishly accept the deception, believe the perception. Reflection rarely seen across the surface of the looking glass. Walking the street, wondering who they be looking past. Looking gassed with them imported designer shades on. Stars shine bright, but the light rarely stays on. Same song, just remix, different arrangement. Put you on the yacht, but they won't call it a slave ship. Strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold this. Screaming brand new, when they just sanitize the ocean. Suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind trick that they've been running the crew.
cross stars through all the time. What I find is distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual seems immersed in the perverse, full of short attention spans, short tempers and short skirts. Long barrel automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short worth. Get yours first, them other niggas secondary. That type of illin that be filling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie. Let me learn, you're not sure. I'm only aggressive, cause the power ain't directed. That's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only licensed, not lie. We just exciting, cause the captives own the masters to what we writing. Not compassionate, only polite. We well trained, our sincerity's rehearsed and staged. It's just a game, not good, but we'll behave, cause the camera surveyed. Most of the things that we think do the same. We chasing after depth just to call ourselves brave. But every day, next man meet with the grave. I give a damn if any fan recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all.
A lot of people don't understand the true criterion of things. Can't just accept their parents. I think it's looking around.
Not strong,
only aggressive,
not free.
We only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite.
Not who the nicest,
not good, but well behaved.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
They're living like mental slaves.
Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding place. Said it 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 ain't no hiding place.
We well trained.
No hiding place. But
black
stop
star
in your face. Yeah. Stop
black star keep shining.
Stop hiding. Stop hiding in your face.
We take the black star line, ride on home. We take the black star line, ride on home. We take that black star line, ride on home. We take that black star line, ride on home. Yo.
Beware the sound. just don't know if he is a fool. What you have in mind? If he is a fool, what you have in mind? Change is on the cards, but this time it will be hard. I never want to leave you. We've never had a fight. You should never split a pool. You should never split at all. I wish I had to, as I could follow. I write the ending without any sorrow.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And that closes out another set of book-themed music. Tonight's all about books, all about reading. I've got sort of a mixed career when it comes to reading. I wasn't a big recreational reader for much of my life, but later on I did find it as an adult, and I realized all of the reading time that I missed out on when I was younger. But it's interesting to see all of the different musicians who are inspired by their relationships with books or just working some good, convenient metaphors into their songs, borrowing from books or talking about reading. If there is a book-themed song that I did not play tonight, that I totally missed out and it's your favorite, please let me know, either on Facebook or Twitter, or you can email me at shane@radiofreebrooklyn.org. And I'd love to hear what I omitted from tonight's playlist. So let's go over what you just heard. That set started off with Black Star with the song Thieves in the Night. That was inspired by the book The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. And that book deals with themes of racism and oppression and self-acceptance in the face of a racist society. And it's a great song, and they really integrate the themes of the book in an interesting way. And that whole album is amazing, but I thought that was a good song for tonight. And that went into David Bowie with our second Orwell-inspired song. That was David Bowie's song 1984, based on the novel 1984 by George Orwell. More dystopia coming up after that. We heard The Strokes with their song Soma. Soma is the name of the drug that keeps the masses content, ignorant, and pliable in Aldous Huxley's novel Brave New World. So there you go. That's their connection to a book. And then we heard a couple more on-the-nose book songs, songs with book in the title. We heard Mates of State with their song Open Book. And then we heard Belle and Sebastian with Wrapped Up in Books. And then we got to our final song of that set, which was Led Zeppelin with Ramble On, a classic song, one of my favorites of theirs. Lots of references to the Lord of the Rings trilogy, because apparently Robert Plant was a big Tolkien fan. It's not a literal retelling of the book, it's worth pointing out. As with so many things, Led Zeppelin took other people's work and took their liberties with it and turned it into something new. So there you go. That is Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. I'd like to remind you again that you can check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, find out all about the great programming here, and toss in a couple bucks if you like what you hear as well. We're a nonprofit, and your donations are tax deductible, and they help keep this place going, keep the lights on, keep this ship afloat. If you want to hear any of my previous episodes, if you missed last week's Canada episode, or the French language episode the week before that, or any of the other great ones that I've done, or maybe some of the less great ones, they're all available for your listening pleasure at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And if you are listening live here tonight, I'm here every Monday night, please stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn. Up after me is The Next Best Thing with Jonathan Lerner, which is a great show, so please stick around for that. And I think that's about all the plugs I've got. I might have time for an extra song on the end of the show here, which is very exciting. So we'll see if I can shoehorn that in. But in the meantime, this is the song based on the 1940 novel by Ernest Hemingway about the Spanish Civil War. We're ending the show with a bang tonight. So I hope you enjoy this. Here's a song from Metallica from 1985. This is For Whom the Bell Tolls. Have a great night. Thank you for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. I'll see you next time.